Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. You already know what it is. I'm here joined, as always, with my brother, the Angry Fan of Three Letterman Fellows. What's good?
What's good? What's good? 007, nigga. Shout out to the whole
it's your boy, Three Letter Man, a.k.a. D-R-E, a.k.a. Radio Niggas.
Yo, so we got battle breakdowns to go off. First thing, man, you guys already know what it is. We got Arsenal Sway drop. We got to speak on this. What do you guys think?
There was just too much. Last, you can tell they were cool.
Boo.
You think it was horrible, Jay?
Boo.
It wasn't that bad. That nigga said something about.
You just said it. They were cool.
Yeah. And the thing about it is when they're not cool and we see that, it's not the great battle that we want. It's just not. You know what I'm saying? And I think mm-hmm. But you know what, yo? I think these niggas got to realize that by now.
Right.
We don't think you niggas hate each other behind the scenes, but goddamn, y'all could not like each other for 9 minutes. Because that's the whole point of you getting paid. The whole point of y'all accepting the money. You know what I'm saying? Accepting the money from your parents. You supposed to be doing all that shit already. Y'all ain't supposed to go up there and smile and joke over. Like, come on, man.
Sniggling and giggling and shit. I don't want to see that shit. That's the same shit with B-Magic and Charlie Clips. The same shit with Hitman and Cassidy. Like you said, Caps. Mm-hmm. Niggas don't got to hate each other and want to spit each other's face. But damn, my nigga, I'm not trying to see niggas smiling and dapping. You know what I'm saying? They're doing the Danny Myers and shit. You know what I mean?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I agree.
But can we talk about the battle, though? Who y'all got?
Come on, man.
Who y'all got?
Who the ass battle?
Yeah, I don't know. Who y'all got?
Arsenal.
Clearly?
Clearly. I mean, whoa. It wasn't no body bagging no shit like that. Like, he just ran all over.
I don't think that,
but it's not what it should have been. Let's be real.
What you got, Tim?
It was an ass battle, to be honest with you. I mean, it wasn't.
Shit was boring as fuck, my nigga. Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
That shit was a snooze fest.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch that battle too many times, to be honest with you.
I don't think the battle, the three of us going to click on and be like, yo, Caps, Tim, we need to go watch on fucking Arsenal and Sway Sover. Let's get it popping.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Nah. I'd rather read the words off of a blank wall.
Oh, man.
I just got to be real. That doesn't make no sense. You got two bullies. But you know what? Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. What do y'all think about the Canada.com fan base? Because that's not the URL fan base. Do y'all think that would have been the same battle just like that on URL? Or are they taking Canada.com lightly? Do you think that matters?
It don't matter
no.
to me.
But you know what?
The word not the Canada.com crowd, whereas they like jokes. They like shit like that. URL crowds don't. That's why I'm asking, is that shit that much of a difference to y'all?
I think Canada.com crowds like that bully shit too. They haven't done, you know, they weren't brought up on it a lot. I mean, that Pat Stay Head Ice battle was at the bully fest right there.
Good call.
Nah, but hold on. If you think of the old Canada.com battles, they did not have no bullies, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. They like that now. They won.
They was raised off of kid twist and shit.
They weren't raised off of that bully stuff. When they started bringing URL rappers over, that's when they started mixing in the bully technique and all that stuff into the battles. You know, they fuck with that heavy over there. You know,
okay.
But
did y'all peep Arsenal talking about get live? Arsenal, what I want to tell you is when you tell the crowd to get live is, nigga, you got to give niggas something to get live about, my nigga. No disrespect. I mean, you up there talking about, come on, chair. I mean, we flew all the way from there. All right, my nigga, that's cool. But I'm not going to sit there going crazy over bars that are not fucking fire. I'm just not going to, even though you won. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not going to do that.
Yeah.
You can't expect a crowd to fucking go crazy because you're asking. You got to ask the crowd to fucking get crazy? What did I say about your bars?
Yeah, that might. Is that a worse look?
Huh?
Say it again, Caps?
Is that a worse look that the battler has to tell the crowd to get involved?
I think that's a bad look, Caps.
Yeah. I think so.
You got to tell the crowd, we're playing Simon Says here. I mean, what do you got? I mean, you're instructing the crowd what to do. It's like going to a rap concert. I mean, you don't got to instruct niggas what to do except tell them raise their hands up. If the crowd is feeling you, they're going to feel you. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't spitting nothing, you can't expect them to get crazy and shit. I'm not going to go crazy over a weak-ass boss. That's just me.
Agree. I agree with you,
and
man.
You know, Ars was saying it also while Sway was rapping, too. He was like, yo, get crazy.
Yeah,
so,
the fuck
while
is that?
Sway was rapping.
The fuck is that?
I mean, yeah, come on.
And not for nothing, Sway need to stop battling niggas that he's cool with, because when he battled Head Ice, he seemed like he didn't want to go in. He battled Arsenal, he don't seem like he want to go in. So I don't want to see him battle niggas that he's cool with and puffing the blunts with and all this other crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I ain't beef for that.
I agree.
So what about Sway now, fellas? Three losses in a row, clearly?
Yeah.
I don't want to beat up on Sway.
It is what it is.
I don't want to beat up on Sway, man. 2 points.
You know what though? Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a real challenge for Sway. First that happens, we're all Sunday. Now this battle actually drops the same week. So
it's not our fault. We just delivered the news.
What?
It ain't our fault. We got to talk about it, you know. But
of course. All right. Yo, Sway knows that shit, my nigga. He knows that. He don't have no personal hard feelings towards this shit, my nigga.
I hope not, because damn, my
you
brother, that's
sweet
loss.
You know how we started this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is what it is. What the fuck are we supposed to do? Sit down and say, oh, he wasn't that bad. Come on, man. Let's be real. But why do you niggas think? Do y'all see now why I was so mad about that Rosenberg Raw battle? Because
yeah.
I didn't look at it the way other niggas were looking at it. I was looking at it like, all right, well, I don't know if you're going to be Raw. You might definitely want to take these two battles with Arsenal and with Raw. That way we can avoid the 0-3 situation. Now we're at the 0-3 situation.
And I think also, Caps, we can't talk about no more of that, oh, well, this person was focused on this person. Because, you know, you're not focused on nobody. I don't want to hear that. No, we can't say that no more.
Yeah. That's real shit. And it's whack. You know why it's so whack, my nigga? Okay, you got DNA losers. If DNA loses in a row or somebody like that, that's one thing. But Swave is like, for his legacy and for him to be, what the niggas calling him, like the gatekeeper at one time, he running through niggas, and it's different when it's Swave. It's like, we ain't see this shit coming at all.
It was all good just 2 years ago. You know what I mean?
I really hope he get his shit together and come back. Like I said, he got to come back from that verb loss, man. I know he's battling May 31st. Shout out to World Battle. They're going to be hosting that shit. He's battling Easy the Block Captain. He's doing a good job himself right now. He's doing a good job himself, Easy the Block Captain. So, I don't know. At this point, he might go 0-4.
But
I really hope not. You know,
once Swave is talking about his heart is not in it no more, I mean, what does that say, though, bro? I'm going to leave Swave alone. I'm leaving Swave alone.
I don't think he really even meant that shit, my nigga. He got lost. He lost. And was just on Twitter. I don't think he felt like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he still going to feel like that shit next week or whatever the case may be. He don't give a fuck about it like that, I don't think.
Mm.
I think he got caught up in the moment.
I got a question. Me and Jerry were talking about this. Cass, if A-Verb goes 3-0 on this retirement run, TV best ever.
You asking me?
Yep.
Yes.
Is he the best ever?
If he goes 3-0, he just bodies, he's shoddy and good.
Yeah.
Resume-wise, he's the best ever.
Resume-wise, yeah. Who said, who you, Dre? All right, let's debate this, motherfucker. Let's go. Who you got on? I got Verb. Who you got on Verb? And I'm going to tell you why I got Verb. Like what I said. Look at the resume, my nigga. It's the same thing I've been saying from the door about this nigga, man. He does not battle no low-class niggas. And that doesn't mean, I'm trying to think how I should say. I don't want to word the wrong way and shit. Like, when I say he don't battle low-tier niggas, I mean he's beating the top names. I did that seriously think if he had battled Mook for that money a couple years ago, I think he would have got Mook, my nigga. I just got to be honest with you. Charlie Cook really slowed that nigga down a lot.
That's the guy I was going to talk about. That's the guy.
But you know what, though? You know what, though? No, no. You know why? His resume is on camera now. I'm not talking about shit that we did not see. On camera, is his resume as good as Verb's?
Hell yeah. The only thing with Charlie Clifford, here's the thing. What Verb got over Charlie is...
No. I'm talking about the resume.
Yeah, no, I'm going to tell you the resume. And but see, I'm including the resume and the classics that Verb has over Charlie. I'm going to keep it funky. You know what I'm saying? Because now you propose that question. I mean, Hollow of the Don battle, the Math Alpha battle, him and Hitman, classic. You know what I'm saying? Like, Verb got probably three classics over Charlie.
Marv 1, classic battle.
Yeah, Marv 1, that's a classic. Mm-hmm. So he got four classics over Charlie.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
So why are you still saying Charlie then?
I think Charlie, one thing Charlie got over Verb is the wins, losses. And the resume includes the wins, losses. Yeah.
What do you mean the wins, losses?
I think Cliff's got more wins than Verb in battles.
Cliff's got more wins than Verb.
Look, Caps. Hold on.
We're just talking. Let's actually break down the resume. Because I don't think
let's he has
more
wins than Verb. Hold on. Mm-hmm. If you look at Cliff's, he was 6-0 in his first two battles. He 3-0 Tay Rock and 3-0 Verb.
Oh, come on, man. We're not doing that shit, man. We're not going by
rounds.
You just
compare the resumes.
That.
We have to.
Well, let's go by wins, losses. Let's not break the rounds down.
Okay.
That's where it gets debatable.
All right. Clips.
I don't care if he 3-0 on anybody. Wins, let's go by wins and losses only.
Who has Clips lost to clearly?
And you're talking about
Tay
Rock. You're talking about Tay Rock?
Yeah, Tay Rock.
All right, that's one of them. That's not the Tay Rock who's here now.
But we're not talking about now. Cats, we're talking about the resume, my brother. All right,
oh, man. But you made it seem like he... All right, so that's Tay Rock is one. Who else you got?
3-0. A-Verb is number 2. 3-0.
Okay. Keep going. All right,
so we're talking about 2 3-0s.
What does that
After
mean,
that, X-Factor.
Which a lot of niggas say is debatable. Not
right, but that's the thing. Charlie Clips doesn't really have a clear... loss. Verb has clear losses.
Yeah, I'd be Magic being Charlie Clips in all reality.
Me too. But guess what, Caps? There's some people out there that think Clips won that battle. That's what I'm saying. He has mad debatable.
You got people out there who think Disaster 3-0 Verb.
Yeah, but we're talking about debate. We're talking about everything in the resumes of Charlie Clips and A-Verb right now. And I'm saying is this.
Verb battled Marv 1. He battled, we count, SB, Marv 1, Hollow, Disaster, Cortez, he lost
Miles.
Miles.
He beat, my opinion, he beat Miles in a classic-ass battle right there. I don't give a fuck if a nigga say Miles 1. I wouldn't even be mad at that shit. That was a dope battle. Who the fuck else Verb battled? Verb battled mad.
He battled Arsenal.
He just 3-0 Slave. I mean, what you mean, my nigga? Verb
what I mean is that.
Kind of long, my nigga.
All right, and let's look at Clips. He battled with
Verb,
X-Factor.
I think Verb might have more wins than Clips. I'm not sure.
No, I don't. I disagree with that.
He lost it. I'm asking you to name. Let's go. Name the battle.
Let's go. Hold on a second. He lost to your boy. Lost to Charlie Clips. He lost to X-Factor.
Okay.
You can say Miles won, that's debatable. You can go back and forth and say Miles won that.
All right. Same thing with Clips and B-Magic.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I think Charlie Clips has more debatables than Verb.
I don't know about that, bro. I don't know, my nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Some people say...
Who got more clear wins, Verb or Clips? Fuck the debatables. Who got more clear wins?
Who has more clear wins?
You know the question.
No, nigga, I'm saying it again so I can fucking digest that shit. Hold on here.
Come on, man. You just sat here and said, Clips got more than Bamboo Bows and Verb.
He does.
You for the answer.
He does. And you know what?
Who got more clear wins?
You said B-Magic beat Charlie Clips, and I agree with that. But there's some people out there who think Clips beat B-Magic. That's the point that I'm bringing to the table. You know what I mean? I think this is what I'll say about A-Verb. A-Verb has more classics than Charlie Clips.
Man, we should have asked the fans this shit.
Let's go.
I want to hear what they say about this shit, man.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's see what's going on.
All right, let's do 760-219.
Yo.
Hey.
Yo, please.
Can they hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, let's work.
Hey, yo, what's going on, bro? Hey, yo. Whose resume is better, A Verbs or Charlie Clips?
You know what, bro? 100% keep it a stack. Charlie Clips all day.
You think so?
Bro, let's put it this way. Charlie Clips has never been bodied.
So
we all agree.
I agree.
But Verb has. You know what I'm saying? To me, bro, A Verb is just mediocre, bro. Like,
Nah. So hold on, bro. I'm asking about the resume. The resume is what I'm asking. I don't care about who got body. I don't want to know whose resume is better.
But that's on a resume, Cap. Hold on. That's on a resume, though.
But a resume goes by their opponents, my nigga.
Your resume goes by everything, Caps. Everything in your career. Everything you've done.
Bro. All right, man. We say two different things. All right.
No, we not, man. Resume is everything that's in the government.
I'm trying to figure out whose resume. When I say resume, I'm talking about with their opponents. I'm talking about who got more clear ones. What I mean, I don't mean no debatable shit. I mean clear. That's what I want.
Clear wins is Charlie Clips, bro.
You think it's Charlie Clips?
All day, bro. Come on now. A Verb doesn't have clear wins like that. Just recently, he's been making it. You know what I'm saying? Recently, he's been buzzing and whatnot. But let's be real. The last
you think
couple
that was
years,
only
A-Verb,
recently, my nigga?
Yo, I keep it a stat. I don't fuck with Verb. Like, to me, and this is just my opinion, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To me, Verb doesn't grab people like that, you know? I mean, yeah, he battles some big names and whatnot, like, y'all say that, but, I mean, Charlie Clips just, he has everything. He's battled a lot more people, and when Charlie Clips is on stage, I think his presence is way bigger than Verb's, bro.
Did Quest really battle that many people? Maybe I don't know.
Yeah, so he battled many people. X Factor, Big T, Sue Surf, Dirtbag Dan, JT.
Tony D.
He's battled every league.
Y'all naming niggas that we ain't. All right, I got you.
She's battled every league.
Hey, real quick, while I'm on here, bro, y'all were saying recently, you said A Verb has the best resume. But let's keep it real. Me, to be honest, I think Disaster has the best resume in battle rap history.
Well, I think I might have to agree with that. Disaster's resume is crazy.
Because think about it. Disaster's gone to the UK, gone to Canada, USA, URL, battled Cannabis with a body.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This dude, I just keep it 100.
Man,
I think Disaster.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, A-Verb isn't like that. In the
Can
league,
I ask you a question,
Disaster
Carla?
Killed A-Verb, bro.
Let me ask you a question, Carl, about Disaster since you brought him up.
Go ahead.
I agree with everything you said. He battles in all those leagues. How many of them joints are classics, though, and got replay value battles?
Oh, he got a lot of replay value battle classics, bro.
Name them.
A lot.
Yeah.
Name them.
Shit. When he battled fucking L-Mac, when he battled Thesaurus, when he battled DNA, he battled, excuse me?
You thought Thesaurus was a classic?
Yes, sir, I do, yeah.
At stay?
Yeah, it's all go by play, and I definitely believe that, definitely. He's the first
person to
beat the service.
I think No Can Do had some replay.
No Can Do?
Yeah,
classic battle.
Yeah,
that was definitely a classic battle.
I thought his best battle was against DNA.
No.
I thought so.
Okay. My nigga, he had so many grind time battles that y'all niggas got to remember that shit, son.
Yeah, but I don't think how much. That's what I'm saying. All of Grind Time battles, all of them
battle
adults.
Against Sway was a classic.
He beat Sway too.
Yes,
my bad. Put it out there again. He beat Sway, but that's the norm now.
He battled QP. He battled Caustic. He battled PH. He battled.
Okay, hold on, bro. Hold on. Let's not get too crazy now, my nigga. Like Sway was some bum ass nigga now and shit.
No, ain't nobody saying that. Sway can kill it.
No. I'm told he knows who I'm talking to.
He's talking to me.
Yeah, he know. Ooh. He just said some old slick shit just now.
Of course. He lost his Disaster. That's not slick. That's the truth.
Wait. We can't be sitting here acting like this nigga's a bum.
Never said
Disaster
that.
Disaster a bum, my nigga?
Wait a minute, son. I said Disaster be Swayze.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Disaster a bum.
No, but then you said it, but that's the norm.
It's the norm. People be, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, niggas
are
not
doing
shit like that, son.
Hey
man, I just got a couple, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple quick because I ain't never gotten through on this.
Let's go, brother.
I just got a couple different things if you fuck with it. Last night with Danny Myers and A-Verb, bro. Man, bro. All right.
Was you listening?
I was listening. Man, I listen every time you guys have a show, bro.
That's what's up.
Verb was saying some shit like Danny Myers, you know what I'm saying, ain't put in the work to battle him, bro. But let's think about it. In a year, Danny Myers has made it to the King of the Dot main stage on this Vendetta 2 card.
Right.
Danny Myers has made it to BET, has arguably the most battles for a battle rapper in a year. You know what I'm saying? That new Verb said PGs don't wear earrings, as if that's a valid statement as to why they can't battle them.
I feel you.
Are you serious, bro? Like, and also notice all night when y'all were asking Verb questions, and when Myers got on the phone and started asking Verb questions, he danced around every question and answered that with another question.
Okay, he's very
observant.
Every
time he has an interview, he dances around the questions, you know what I'm saying, and it just makes something funny up because he, you know what I'm saying, he does that. But he ain't he doesn't make no valid points.
What question did he dance around, Cola?
All the questions that Danny Myers asking, like when he said,
Danny was asking.
Listen. Danny said that he battled Addie Boom. All right, he said he battled Addie Boom, but he won't battle Danny Myers. And all he said was that was for a check.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But still, he won't take Danny Myers.
Yeah,
like,
hold up. This not making no excuses, but you also got to hear how he broke the story down. He said he didn't ask for Addie Boom. Dude said, when you battle, he said, yeah. He didn't pick Addie Boom. I think that's kind of where he was going with that shit.
He was trying to say the money came, so.
I want to see Danny Myers battle Verb right about now.
Yep.
Yo, Danny Myers 3-0, bro. Let's keep it 100. Do you really think that Verb can go bar for bar with Danny Myers?
But it's,
I ain't saying nothing.
No,
I
keep it 100. Come on.
Nothing.
Now, hey,
all right,
Danny Myers?
Can he outbar Danny Myers? No. Let me ask you a question. Do you think Verb can outbar Blackheart Adonis?
Who?
Matter of fact, can Verb outbar Chilla Jones?
Chilla Jones? Nah. But Chilla has that scheme shit. You know what I'm saying? That people can't fuck with. But some shit Chilla Jones say. You know
Chilla
what I'm
will
saying?
Lose
it
some
just,
time,
it
bro.
Goes
He'll
on
time.
Too long, bro.
He'll lose you. He will
but
lose you real
talking,
quick.
This is what
he goes
saying.
On too much, and it's just like, man, nobody want to hear that shit for fucking 10 minutes.
I'm just saying.
Verb battled Addie Boom, and that was debatable. So what makes you think Danny Myers can't 3-0 to
right,
you? Know what I'm
that wasn't a real battle, my nigga. It was like 2 minutes, one round. Like, I'm not judging that shit like that now. Like, it was 3 rounds.
No, I feel you.
It was a one-rounder. We can't just run with that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then again, I can't say that because Wrestling L was a one-rounder, and that was a dope battle, so.
And I watched that West Coast Dread and Danny Myers last night.
Fire.
Man.
Pure fire.
To be honest, did y'all notice that dude West Coast Dread just was way too hype? Like, he wanted to fight Danny Myers?
Yeah, he did.
That's how we
man.
Battles and shit.
Yeah.
Man, I thought someone was going to throw a punch,
right.
Man. That shit was rough.
Right.
Yeah,
I've been looking for the call, man.
760.
You already
brother.
Know, man. Shout out to the Angry Fan Movement. Good looking Timbo on the call. Good looking Angry Fan. Three Letterman. I'm going to be listening, bro.
You already.
All
right.
Yo, I got a quick question before we go to these other callers. Does it bother you guys at all that Danny Myers is so friendly during battles, though?
No.
Yes
yeah,
and no.
Like, during that West Coast
I was
going
to say that. We just talked about Arsenal and Slave doing that.
Yes and no. But the thing
yo,
about the difference is, when Danny's doing it, though, he's kicking your ass while he's smiling at you, though.
That's true, too.
Nah, even in the first round, though. Even in the first round, he was like, tuck that shit, tuck. Man, I don't know, though. That's just.
But the thing is, he's trying to kick your ass
but he likes battle rap. Yeah.
And he
exactly.
And he publicly says that. He likes
yep.
to battle.
You're right. You're right. But us as fans, do we want that, you know, friendly shit, like, yeah, kill me, or do we want, like, man,
but,
you know,
Kimbo,
that just,
he's trying to kick your ass
yeah.
in the process also while he's doing that.
I know what
you
mean,
what I mean?
But we crucify others.
Yeah, but they're not spitting nothing, though. If they spit, if Austin and Swae Sever was spitting something, actually, I can get him a G-pass. But if you're dapping and you niggas are sounding corny on top of that shit, you ain't really saying nothing, that's even double whammy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can kind of see where you're coming from, Dre.
You know what I mean? I don't
like,
know.
I get it. I mean, yeah. You guys are right.
But I feel you, Timbo. I don't want
to
see that shit really, though, brother. I feel you.
Yeah, man. It's hard to watch, man, sometimes. But salute to Danny and Dre, man. They put on a fucking show.
Mm.
All right, let's go 832-443.
Yo, what's up? Can y'all
what's
hear
popping,
me?
My
what's
dude?
What's going on, man? What's up, Mouthside Boogie, Houston, Texas, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. H-Town.
Yo, peep this, man. That last caller was the prime example of when you don't like a nigga, you let everything else affect your judgment. You feel
right.
me? Like, come on, the bird got
yo,
the call best rhythm.
Don't call it, you zoning in and out, yo.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you good.
Yeah,
you good, man.
Yeah.
I say Verb has the best resume out of him and Clips.
Thank you.
I thought I was bugging.
Hold on, Jay. I know you on Twitter. You going to tell the public who your battle rapper is, though?
You say what?
Who's your favorite battle rapper, though?
Verb.
Of course. But, yeah,
hold up. Let him finish, though.
No, I'm just throwing it out.
I want the resume broke down, caller.
Listen, peep game. I'm going to keep it a stack. Verb is my favorite battle rapper, but I can look at that unbiasedly, though. Like, Verb lost against Clips. Verb,
yes.
He lost against X-Factor.
X-Factor.
With Adi Boom, he wasn't a hunt. He didn't go full fledged, even though he still won, in my opinion. He didn't go full fledged, but it's like, I can. Like what the last caller just said when Verb said something about his earrings, that has nothing to do with battle rap. I can still not be biased towards Verb, even though he's my favorite battle rapper. But what I'm saying is, the numbers don't lie, man. Like, you have to look at who he battled.
Mm-hmm.
No, even though Clips have more battles than him? No.
Yeah.
He has more battles. But how many of those battles were like just to be battling, like when he battled the nigga over in Don't Fly. To me, it's just to battle. You know what I'm saying? Verb only battles killers, man. Verb.
I'm trying to tell these niggas. But then again, if you think about it though, Clips does too though.
No, not like Verb battle though.
He battled Arsenal too. He battled the only person that he didn't battle. I mean, is Hollow the Don, Charlie Clips, which is coming up soon. And who else? That Verb out of battle. And he just battled Hitman too. So Clips is he about to battle Ill Will. That's coming up too. I don't know, man. Clips.
I'm not saying Clips' resume is weak. Is that it's
right.
trash?
Right.
I'm saying if you run it down and if you really look at it, and even if you look at the matchups, if you look at to keep 100, if you look at who spit better stuff in those battles.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask y'all a question. Does Arsenal belong in that list too?
Definitely.
Yeah,
he has to.
See, look, Arsenal belongs in that list, but I feel like you have to take some of the niggas that Arsenal battled, you have to take them out because they were there. But Arsenal also belongs on that list. I think it's Arsenal, Verb, Clips, Rich Dollars.
Wow. Wow.
Even though Rich Dollars loses,
he battled some killers though. Early too. Rich is battling killers early. Yeah, I feel you on that.
So like you have to put those four niggas on that list. You have to. Because they're like it was a point in time it was back to back to back. Verb battled Clip and lost. Then he backdoor battled O-Red. Then he backdoored and battled Hitman. Backdoor battled X Factor. And right after that he battled T Rex. You know what I'm saying? And you got to look at it, and you got to look at the how much time they're taking after they battle these people. That was easy.
You know what, Carla? Now that you say that shit, you making me rethink this shit because you named a couple of battles. Damn. Because Verb, what you think about that Verb and Rex battle?
I think that the Verb and Rex battle, I'm on the fence with that. If I had to pick within my heart and my soul, I'm going to say Rex won that.
Yeah, 2-1.
I'm going to say Rex won that. Not because I feel Rex just barred Verb's life away, or not that I feel like that he just outperformed Verb. I just feel like with the mess-ups that Verb was doing in the second round and how short his third round was, you have to kind of go with Rex now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And as far as Danny Myers is concerned, I just posted a question like who are the PG niggas? And I also said that these PG niggas, quote unquote PG niggas, really need to follow the blueprint that JC and B Magic laid out. These niggas work their way up. They battle and they put on excellent performances. You hear me? They made them niggas. Want to battle them. You know what I mean? They made them want to battle them. You know, if you were to say that JC and B Magic is top tier, a lot of niggas wouldn't argue that. But the fact that a lot of these niggas want to put Ill Will and Jay Rail and Danny Myers up there with them, that has to be strictly out for balls when it's not just about balls. I just looked at Danny Myers and West Coast Dread and been so many jazz faces that it was crazy. I was like,
Talk about it.
But looking at that battle, looking at both of them, and I'm looking at Danny Myers, and I can just see where a quote-unquote top-tier MC would beat him. You get what I'm saying? Because his bars are there. His bars are there. But it's like he's kind of sort of all over the place.
Right.
When, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like
I say just
look at him and listen, and just listen to him when he rapping. Even though the shit be nice.
Should be dope, dog. I don't know.
The shit be nice. And like I said, I feel like out of all of the new PG niggas, Ty Law, man, like this nigga here is mean.
I can't get into Ty Law. I don't know why, man.
He if it was a war for most original punches, this nigga would win.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. I think so too. A lot of niggas are complaining about Ty Law's performance, saying he's boring, whatever. I think Ty Law punches, yeah, definitely be. They're top notch.
What's crazy is I was half asleep when I was when I first looked at him. I think it was him versus Snow. And when that nigga said, I still a bitch in their eyes like Chris when he mad at Ree. Yeah, I woke the fuck up.
Like, who
the fuck is this?
yo, but you know what though? I kind of feel J-Rell more than Ty Law.
Woo, J-Rell's a monster.
I fuck with J-Rell a tad more than Ty Law.
J-Rell's a monster. Yo, J-Rell is like all around a great battler, my nigga. He was running.
I fuck with J-Rell.
He's punching. He's scheming. If niggas don't know, really, niggas gotta really watch J. Well, he's very slept on, in my opinion, my nigga.
Him, you know, also Caps, Steams is all slept on too, I think.
Oh, Steams is my nigga. That nigga Steams is crazy. His bars
Steams
are
is
awesome.
Fire.
I think.
I'm with
the
little
caller. Jago, look on the call, man.
Yeah.
Fuck,
little man. All right, let's go to another caller here. Let's go 614-353.
Truth.
What's good?
Shit, niggas, I just touched back down in the crib.
What's going on, Truth? Talk to us, Truth.
Man, I'm still looking at Tony Montana Soul flying, man.
Man, it was like that. Oh, you was in the building, right?
Yeah, I was in the building. I'm going to get some YouTube shine.
Man, it was like that, man, Truth?
Man, this nigga Tony Montana must have said a bar and said, I don't understand why I'm on the undercard. Nigga, the crowd the heckling just went crazy.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Mike Myra murdered that boy badly.
Mike Myra, yo, Chief, what happened to Tony Montana, man?
I put this on Twitter yesterday. I said, I got to go back and rewatch his battles to why did I start liking him.
Oh, fuck.
I really forgot why I liked him.
Super Rider. That's his battle versus Super Rider.
Mm-hmm. He'll wonder to me. After that, what have he done for us?
And that battle and Lanze. Wasn't that bad in Lanze battle, I don't think. I don't know what happened to Tom Montana. It's like what these niggas said. I think it was that UFF shit, man.
He's been down here. He too cocky to be getting done how he be getting done. Because he talked bad shit. Man, but yesterday was fucking, Saturday was fucking crazy. Them niggas did
what
numbers.
Else? What else
DNA, Soul Risen.
Damn. How you feel
DNA,
about that?
DNA's best round was the second round, and it wasn't even towards YK. YK, boy, was talking shit, and DNA could freestyle. He fucked up talking shit, and he became
DNA
a target.
DNA got him.
Murdered him. And YK told him, you can hear YK told him, like, listen, man, don't say shit. The nigga can freestyle. Like, you giving this nigga material. YK was on a whole nother level. That made my life. I like that nigga went to another level. And what Verb did to Slave? Man. Chicago didn't give Slave no love.
Huh?
Chicago gave Slave no love.
Cool, it couldn't have been that bad, my nigga. Like,
no, it was that bad. Like, he tried to, like, the bully shit he did, it was like Verb went first. So Verb broke down some shit. So by the time Slave got to his shit,
right,
it didn't hit. And Verb second was the best round of the night.
Listen, man, once you go on Twitter and say I lost, that's all I need to hear. That's all. You lost.
Listen, my girl don't even watch battle rap like that. And she said, he not doing good right now.
See? But you know what it is, though? You know what I think it is? I think it's also the fact that we know he's been chasing Verb, my nigga. I think that plays a real big part in all this shit right here.
Man, that's what
he
I
wasn't
said.
Chasing
it seemed like he didn't rewrite his shit.
Huh?
It really seemed like Sway didn't have them same rhymes for the past 3 years. Like, he was just waiting. Like, that bully shit just... it just didn't hit. Like, he was missing. Like, Verb told Sway he had a little house on the corner that Head Ice moved out of that was for foreclosure.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
T-Rex them in matches and Verb them, Verb Hitman and Arsenal in the big houses, and he the one on the corner that don't nobody want to go to.
Jesus. What about other battles, though?
This was the best Hitman I ever saw.
Hold on. The best?
Whoa.
Listen. Okay, let me rephrase that. This was the best all-around Hitman I ever saw.
Okay. I can take that. True that. Because he be shaking
this
time.
This was a crazy battle because you could tell Clips wanted that first. Hitman first was nice, but it wasn't a regular Hitman first. And I think Hitman knew that Clips wanted that first. Like, that was his lightest round because Clips came out fucking swinging. I'm like, damn, Hitman just lost the first. This might be a 3-0. That's the only clear round. This was a weird battle because Hitman freestyled better than Clips.
Hitman?
Wow.
Go look at Clips' tweet.
Clips tweeted
it himself. Clips even said it. Hitman freestyle better than Clips. Like, Hitman rebuttals was crazy. And when you talk about just no 1 to 2 lines, he did like a 4 to 6 bar rebuttal.
Wow.
I'm like, it's not 2 rounds straight.
Never seen Hitman do that. Wow.
Shout out to Hitman for taking that battle serious.
Word, for real.
Clips did a remix that was so fucking crazy. Like, Clips is the one person that get a pass for using Hitman shit against him. Like, we killed people for doing it, but he was so creative with it, it was fucking crazy. Because he used DNA in a prop, and he was like, that bitch go kaboom, they're going to have to get your DNA up. Then he said, that bitch go kaboom, they're going to be picking DNA up.
He said that bitch go kaboom, then they really gonna have to pick DNA up, and DNA fell on the ground. Because he said, he was like, my gun's so big, DNA gonna have to help me shoot it. Like, them niggas went nuts. Classic. Like,
I know you don't use the classic word like that. So is it a classic to you?
Classic. In the building, the room was shaking the whole match. Like a bird, like how a bird been hitting that, the room was shaking the whole match. The room was shaking the whole match. Like,
damn.
I hope they recorded it right.
Yo, that shit actually makes it worse for DNA hearing all this shit. It's like, you dead ass seriously was a part of Clips, his shit, and Clips had a good guy, and you got three old, my nigga? That's crazy.
DNA best shit is how he opened up. He opened up being Lux. That was nice. After he got rid of Lux, it went downhill. He should have been Lux the whole battle.
Damn. Give us another battle, though. What else happened with B Magic and JC?
JC.
That's another. I'm not one to really say classic yet.
Right.
I gotta rewatch it again, but that was back and forth. Like, them niggas was haymaking. Like, this was JC of old. So
damn.
I can't even call that one. That's one I gotta rewatch. Like, JC didn't come to lose, and B, of course, you know, B Magic was B Magic, but his punches was funny. As he was hitting this time, like, he said, we're going to kick in the door, and we're going to pop, and we're going to be popping the living room. Shit, we're going to be popping the living room like JC, because he had his whole little Chris Stokes little setup about him popping. He said, nigga, I know you a kill to be Marcus Houston, nigga.
yo, Colt, truth. I had a quick question for you. How did the headsets, because I know they wore headsets this time, how did those play out?
In the room, that shit was crispy clear. That shit was crispy clear. Like, no problem there. Only person that had a problem, and that's because of how his head was shaped, was Young Ill. Because the nigga got, like, a little hook head. So the shit would latch on the back of his hook. Like, but Young Ill had the most impressive loss. Like, he lost, but it was like edge.
Right.
Maybe he got the first, but, like, you know what I'm saying? He can go to sleep with his loss because he was fighting. And the prop he pulled out of Arsenal in that pose, nigga, the room went crazy. But Arsenal fought back. Like, they was really arguing over time. Like, Ill wasn't going to let that nigga Ill pulled the just rap all day on him.
What about Big Cannon and Big T? And keep it funky. I know you like Big T, but keep it funky.
Yo, no bars. Don't say no bars, though. We don't want to get spoiled by that shit.
Yeah.
Listen, man. Big T first round was fucking crazy. And then my nigga Earl showed up.
Was it
Earl made an appearance.
It was a bad Earl, too. Because, like, it was the first he stumbled and tried to bring it back, but he really had to, like, regather himself, like, a good 10-20 seconds. Like, damn. And that gave.
You said 10-20 seconds?
Man, it was bad. Like, but of course the crowd, you know, when you get the crowd involved with the awe and shit, like, that make it even longer, and he trying to recite it, like, damn, he was fucking cat. Like, even with the choke, his first was still so good. It's like, if you want to say he lost the first because of a choke, I ain't going to argue it. But his first was still that much better than Big Cannon. But that choke gave Cannon that extra life to me to, like, Cannon was up there feeling. Cannon was looking comfortable. Big T, that choke like messed up Big T the rest of the match. Like, Cannon was feeling comfortable with that. And yeah, Cannon won, dog. The next two rounds, like, this nigga discernment he preached to Big T in that third round.
Third round, I heard. Yeah, that must have been crazy, huh?
Nick, I was looking for the collection plate, nigga. Like, he preached to that nigga. And then he freestyled, like, Big T said something, and then his, you know, Kenny could freestyle, and there was something about Smack. That nigga was like, I'm going to tell a little bar, but he was like, you claim that you brought up Smack to Chicago, nigga? He said, where's Smack at? And I still got out here all these Chicago niggas. I'm like, damn. And Big Kenny took the room. Like, Big T Angle was trying to discredit him from being in Chicago. But Big Cannon preached to him how he put on for more to Chicago than he did. And it was
wow.
And so with Cannon going second,
everything Big T said just got killed by Cannon Rounds. Like, he knew the shit he was writing. It's like every Cannon verse reflected off Big T verse. It's just like minimized. I'm like, damn. And I had Big T winning that easily. I ain't even gonna lie.
Man.
I thought that was gonna be easy. That shit was fucking crazy.
So what were your predictions going into it?
My predictions was I thought Young Ill was gonna win. He lost. To be honest, I didn't care about YK and DNA. But I had YK winning just because it was in Chicago. I didn't have him winning like he won. I had JC. I was picking JC 2-1 just because I felt like he had to redeem himself from that Tay Rock situation.
Right.
But that was, you know, man, B-Magic, man. Ain't nobody punching better than that nigga. That nigga fucking punches his fucking. It's like even if you Mike Philly won, he has so many hard haymakers. Like, you just want to give B-Magic a round just for how hard he hit. I had Big T 2-1. I had Hitman 2-1 if he won the toss. This nigga won the toss and chose to go first. I thought that was brave of him.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yo, Truth, man. Good looking out on the call and giving us a recap, brother. We appreciate that, man. About to have a good one in a minute, my dude.
Shout out to all my new followers. You know what I'm saying? y'all don't know what I went through. Like, I was sitting on the floor while my girl was holding our spot in VIP,
right,
charging my phone to keep everybody updated.
Salute, Truth.
And for sure. Hey, and one more thing. This nigga Mills, I don't know who the fuck he – I didn't know who he was before that.
Mr. Mills.
That nigga
Mr.
is a problem.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Nigga,
Truth, you ain't seen his battle with Danny Myers last year?
I ain't know him and Danny had a last battle with Danny Myers.
Oh, my God,
bro.
Dog,
this nigga
you got to watch his battle with Danny Myers, my nigga.
Oh, I'm finna watch that now, because that nigga stayed with Eagles so far.
They went crazy, Truth.
Man, this
they
nigga
went crazy.
This nigga the Eagle was sweating, dog. This nigga, how can you trust the nigga name that started with DEA? Like, this nigga. And I want to shout out to Gracie and the host Chicago Bit. Them niggas to own. Nigga, they brung out strippers for intermission. Nigga, they got two chicks, probably got like 3,000. Nigga, they was passing out ones all night. Like, strippers, intermission. Like, Chicago. I fuck with Chicago events. Food.
That's what it is.
Salute,
that's
man.
What it is, my nigga. Good looking on the call, Truth.
All right, shout out Angry Fan Radio. Fuck with y'all.
You heard
early,
me, man.
You already know.
Yo, shout out to everybody who's fucking the radio station out there. You heard?
Well,
yeah. We got the lines full, by the way, so we're sending out the live link to listen and everything like that. Good's going to be coming up here shortly. Yeah, man. So Goods and Verb coming up. After Shoddy, of course. It's going to be a crazy one.
I don't know who I got in that battle right there. I might rock with Goods in this one, man. I can't wait for Goods to get on, because I want to ask this nigga.
I got to go with Verb.
I've been wanting to ask him for a very long time.
I got to go with Verb.
You got to go with Verb?
Yeah. Even though this nigga Goods is fucking hard. That's one motherfucker that's hard to beat. This motherfucking nigga Goods beat. But I still got to go with Verb, though.
Let me ask you a question. What was Goods' best battle?
Was it X?
I think he fucked J Mills up. I ordered that shit. He fucked J Mills up. He did that 5-0 that bad from back in the day. But recently, what's his best battle, y'all think, bro?
I would say X Factor, right? The way he did X Factor, I mean, X Factor was talking hella greasy. He's on 3-0 this nigga on blogs and shit. And Goods put a fucking Dikembe Mutombo block on that shit real quick. You know what I mean? You know? But
he made X Factor, yeah. That X Factor was doing a lot of talking. He was on stage tomorrow, I will never battle Goods. And yo, it seems like the niggas who talk the most shit about their opponent in that long run be the niggas who lose.
Yeah.
That's what that shit that I say be sounding like you guys.
Who was I there, Tim?
It's true. I agree with the X Factor. I agree with the X Factor. We're going to have a good call up in 1 second. Let's take another call here, actually. Let's go 239-234. 239-234.
Fort Myers?
Yeah.
239-234. What's going on, man?
What's going on? Shout out Angry Fan Movement.
Already.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I ain't see the, I mean, oh, man. Niggas got body. I don't know. DNA? Let me talk about DNA. DNA, man, he just ain't got no swag, man. It's like he has no style. It's just, he just screaming. I mean, I don't know, man. He just looked the same in every battle.
Yeah, it's his aura. His aura is like,
he got none of that.
King of the Dot aura for me, in a way. Like, I'd rather see him on King of the Dot and Don't Flop and shit in all reality, man. I like DNA, but he's missing something that he has to find to appeal to the fans on URL.
Mm. Swave, I mean, I had Swave winning. I thought he was going to win against Verb until I really thought about it before the battle. I'm like, you know, Swave he just got that same, he got like a 1960 flow or something. It just,
come on, man.
You know, I pump you up, and then I take you over here. And Verb got, you know, his joint is energetic, you know, like, pull a gun, it's not rah, rah, you know, it's just more, he has more energy, you know what I'm saying? His if you want to talk about the aura, his is just like, just slow pace. He got to liven up, you know what I mean?
How was the angles he was taking? Was you there? Was you in the building?
Nah, I wasn't there. It's just, I'm just like reflecting, like I said, like before they battled, like before I was thinking about it, like, nah, I just seen Verb winning. I couldn't see him winning.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see him winning. He just don't got that. His aggression is just standing there. I do this, and then I pummel your ribs, you know. He just, I don't know. I could see Verb up there moving around and talking about, you know, just more liveliness to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I fucks with Danny Myers, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Danny Myers fan.
I ain't saying nothing about Danny Myers. I get beat up when I say anything good about Danny Myers. Niggas say I fucking, you know.
People don't understand it, man. It's just, he bring that energy, that delivery. And you know what? I think he's one of the best reachers. Why I say that? I think reaches like dealing with creativity. Like, he don't just say a bar that's out there. He like walk you to it. Like, you know what I'm saying? With his fill, it walks you right to the line. So you're like, woo. All
right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, but
that's true.
Let me get out of here after that. Just a couple of words, you know, for y'all to think on.
Salute,
shout out to the Facebook group, Angry Fan Movement. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right, brother.
Salute. All right, good's about to call in. So, give him a couple minutes. So another battle that drops, I want to let everybody know, Cortez and Johnny Storm just dropped.
Nice.
So, you know, this guy's got to go watch that on the Homegrown, so everybody go watch that, man. Apparently it's a dope battle. So I'm seeing Johnny Storm. They're saying Johnny Storm beat Tez.
Word. Storm, all right, I'm gonna keep it real too. I tweeted both of them niggas, and I seen what was up the very next day. Cause Cortez is real quiet. So Cortez said he did his thing. I asked Johnny Storm who he think won. Johnny Storm said he think he won. So I need to see this battle right here. Cause Johnny Storm is not no bum ass nigga. He's not a bum.
No, he's not.
He really isn't. A lot of niggas remember him from Grind Times. They think he's all jokes, but he always had flow. So I do want to see this battle right here.
I like jokes, man. I hate when niggas be having problems and niggas cracking jokes like a joke is not bars. There's a bar to me,
know
man.
What it is, though? I think it's the fact that sometimes, some battles go too far. Some niggas might be all jokes. You see what I'm saying? And that could be kind of annoying, I guess.
Yeah, you got to have a mixture. I agree, but I have no problem with jokes, though, man. But I feel you have to have a mixture, though.
Or at least have some funny ones. Don't have a whole bunch
of
fat-ass jokes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, nigga, shit.
Yo, let's go to another. Let's go to another call before we get.
Talk to the people.
Let's go. 206-853. Nope. All right, we're gonna keep it going. Let's go. 347-403. Just listening again? Man, got these lines flowing. Got these lines flowing. Just listening. 973-640.
Is that Jersey?
973. Jersey.
Next.
Yeah. 409-828. 409-828.
What up?
Yo. What's good?
Big Herb. Ain't shit.
All
hey,
Herb,
shout
what's
out
good,
to-
man?
Ain't shit. Hey, shout out to the truth, man, because I was following that nigga for the update. That nigga did update very well.
Yeah, truth is the homie, huh?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here listening. But, hey, shout out to you, Timbo, because I didn't know that Johnny Storm dropped. I could see Johnny Storm beating Cortez because Johnny
Hold
Storm
up,
is
now.
One
that,
of my favorite niggas.
You could see him beating him?
Yeah, I can see that. That nigga be conceited, too, in that one-round battle.
Wow.
Yeah, but that shit was like 90. Hold up, bro. That shit was like 90 seconds.
Hey, he beat him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wasn't no battle. That was only 2 minutes long, my nigga.
Oh, man.
It was some bullshit, but...
Yeah, that was like a commercial right there, my nigga.
Yeah, you right. But that was the last time I even watched Grand Tough because I don't even watch that shit.
Yo, it's Cortez top 10 right now.
Ooh.
Top 10.
I got to be honest with
yeah.
you. I think Cortez
yeah.
is like around 6 for me right now. I don't give a fuck.
I think he's around 8 and 10 for me.
8 to 10?
Yeah.
I don't see too many niggas beating Cortez right now, man. He's like, yo, like you niggas, he found his lane. Look how fucking comfortable this nigga is looking up there. He found his lane. But he still... needs to battle that killer to see if that's still his lane.
Man, mm-hmm. I want to see that nigga battle my nigga Rex, and then he could be done. You know what I'm saying? But Rex retiring, but I think he still need to battle Cortez because they've been going at it forever. You know what I'm saying? And like
that
math battle. Like that math battle when he was like, "I'll battle math 8 more times before I take you, Cortez."
You
know what I'm saying? I want to see that. I fuck with Rex, though. That's my nigga. He in my top 10 for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
I love
hell
him.
Yeah.
Yo, could that be a main event battle right there, Cortez and Rex?
Yes, that could easily. But URL ain't going to do it because they always... And Smack always be like names over balls, but nigga, why won't you have like Cortez and Rex as a main event? Because you always about names. But it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but that was crazy last night how I got Danny Myers to come on.
Yeah, shout out to you. Shout out to
you, Danny.
Hey, and Three Little Man, you said that West Coast Dread third round was hot, but I still got Danny Myers winning that, bro. 3-0, man.
You said 3-0, though, Herb.
Yeah, I still got him winning 3-0.
He still got a 3-0? I ain't mad at you, brother.
3-0, man. And I watched that battle twice today. Like, that was a great battle, but... And no, y'all are not overrating Danny Myers. That nigga is the truth. I can't wait till Friday when that nigga call up. I'll get to holler at that nigga, but...
Yo, I do want to see Danny Myers get in the ring with a name, though. Now I'm tired
Verb.
Of seeing the Verb. I want to see him battle somebody now.
I want to see him battle Verb.
Yeah. Okay,
already got Sprinkle on the show.
Hold up, that's cool. But he
yo,
really
hold on, caller, hold on. We got right. Goods on right now, so we're gonna plug Goods in right here. We got Goods the Animal on. What's up, Goods?
Yo, what's up?
BX in the building.
Yo, what up, Goods?
Bronx Zoo, life is good.
Yeah, she got a little fun.
You already know no shit, B.
What's up,
good.
Man?
Good.
What's
up, man?
Salute for coming on the show, man.
Say that again?
I said salute for coming on the show, homie.
Already. Already.
We going straight in. It's Three Letter Man. What's up with you and A-Verb? Are you ready, my nigga?
Am I ready for what?
For Verb.
What you mean ready for him?
There's a battle. No four. I think it's your biggest battle to date, no?
We battling me and A-Verb?
That's what that's what the streets is talking, my nigga. It ain't drinking either.
Oh, my fault. I be drunk, my nigga. I'm drinking right now.
I don't know
about the battle, but listen, man. I don't worry about battles to the day of, man. So as of right now, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm drinking. I'm celebrating my win, man. I'm chilling, man. What's up?
Yo, well, good. Let me ask you a question. It's Angry Fan. Hey, yo, how the fuck do you be beating niggas? And I want to ask you. This is why I want to ask you that, because. You don't dead ass should be out bar niggas. Like your swag plays a lot into your shit. Is that shit that you orchestrated that shit or you ran with it? Because when you battled Jay Mills, you wasn't swagging him, you was barring this nigga away and shit. So what made you change that, my nigga?
I mean, when I was doing the whole balling a nigga away shit, I was younger. You know what I'm saying? That's when I was really on. I was younger. But look at when Michael Jordan came in the league and he was real flashy and shaking niggas and dunking on niggas and going to the hole. Left, came back a little older and wiser and slowed the game down in his head and was scoring 30 off a fadeaway. Sure. I realize you don't have to do that. You don't have to waste all that to be the nigga. If you skilled in five of the categories, it takes a lot off you worrying about bars all the time. Now, for a nigga like B Magic or somebody or Casino or somebody like that, they don't have nothing else. So they for them to think of all them bars, it's taking a lot for them to do that. That's why when you hear a round from them, and it won't be too crazy. They first round might be crazy, but from the first round going to the third round, you hear the drastic drop in it. Because they don't have five of the attributes, you know what I'm saying? They only working off of one thing. You know what I'm saying? They working off of one thing. So when I was young, I was on it like that. I was amped. I'm trying to kill niggas. I'm spinning at niggas. I'm going crazy. But as I got older, I learned the game more. I mastered it. I don't have to do all of that, take all that energy to beat a nigga. I'm going to be good in five. If I'm above average in five different things, I can damn near beat anybody. You know what I'm saying? That's not above that. That's maybe just crazy and one attribute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A nigga might just have bars and be crazy with the bars. But on his other attributes, he's below average. How can he possibly beat a nigga that's above average in five different attributes?
Good. I'm going to keep it funky, though. I thought, I'm not going to say I was shocked. Shocked a little bit. I thought Danger Zone was going to beat you. I'm going to keep it real.
You're on drugs. You smoke something. What you smoke?
I don't smoke no more, my nigga. Nah, I'm just being real. I thought Danger Zone was going to beat you. Bars-wise, I thought he was going to beat you. Obviously, after the battle dropped, I had you winning. But before the battle, my nigga, I'm going to keep it funky. See, we don't lie over the side.
I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you, my nigga. Listen,
I know you're good. Good. I know you're a comedian, my nigga. I know we fucked you heavy, man. Come on now.
I'm going to tell you like this, man.
Right.
I don't want to be the favorite, man. And, you know, when I was in Lions then, I was a favorite. Every battle, I was a favorite. You know what I'm saying? As more rappers start coming out and all this stuff, and right now I'm not a favorite. I'm the underdog in every battle while going. I like that, though, because it put a chip on my shoulder. I don't want to be the favorite. I like doing what you just said. You thought I was going to lose, and after the battle, I changed your mind to that. I made you look at it in a whole different way, and that's what I like to do. I don't want to go in there, y'all thinking I'm going to kill a nigga. I don't want that. I knew people thought I was going to lose a Danger Zone. To me, I didn't know why, but I understood. You know what I'm saying? But I'm always the underdog in every battle, man.
Yo, good. You know what it is, I think, my nigga? We all got caught up in this bars over names. I think a lot of niggas got caught up in it, but you showing niggas that it's dead-ass city, not just bars.
Nah, bars ain't going to do it. I mean, if you come in there trying to bar me away, you know what I'm saying, it ain't going to work. It's just not going to work. You know why? Because after you watch, you know what I'm saying, I'm giving shit away right now, man. And it's for my next whoever battle me. I don't really care. You know why I don't care? You know why I don't care? Because I come in there prepared. And if you come in there and you're not as prepared as me, then you're not gonna stand a chance. Because believe me, I'm coming in there prepared to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? So preparation is key to everything. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If I come in there like that, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have a long night if you're not as prepared as me. So,
X Factor. Well,
yeah, and X Factor, I mean, I'm not a big talker, yo. I'm not a big talker. I play.
I'll do the talking. No, nigga, I'll do the talking for you. X Factor talk mad greasy on blogs, say he's going 3-0 you, and that shit came to kick him in his fucking ass. Pause. Real talk.
Yeah, that's why I don't talk about it. He was wilding. He said I'm the worst top tag, going to kill me. And I mean, actually, this is what happened. I was in Chicago when he battled Ava. I actually called Calico because I was Calico doing an interview and said I'm not that good or some shit he said. I forgot what he said, but I learned that these niggas just be talking. So I said, you know what? On camera, Calico sent it right there. I said, look, Calico says, me and Calico going to do it. I'm going to show him something. He said, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to battle you. I don't want to do it. He's not stupid. I'm going to snap on him for a whole round. He know better. Sit down. Relax. So then I said at the battle, they didn't have this on the footage, but I went on stage. I flipped the coin for A-Verb and X-Factor. And I said, the winner of this battle That's who I'm going to take.
Oh.
And that's why I took X Factor. And X Factor didn't start talking and shit and doing all that before that. But at that time, I still didn't feel like X Factor was it. Like, I saw him coming up. But after he choked three times, I'm like, I'm not taking this nigga until he proved, you know what I'm saying? You know, that I could take him. Until he proved to me that he's good enough for me to take him. So at that time, he was coming up, though. I ain't going to lie. X Factor was killing niggas. He was doing him. You know what I'm saying? And he beat Aver, and that's what made me take him right there.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of Aver interview, too, when he was on before, man. Shout out to Aver, because I like a lot of the shit he was saying. And he is making some real good points, man.
What's your take on the PGs?
Huh?
What's your take on the PGs, brother?
What's my take on them? I don't know half of them.
Oh, man.
You got to be specific. I'll be real with you. I don't know half of them. I don't watch battles. I'm not really into that, man. I mean, for the PGs, though, I fuck with what they're doing because they're supposed to come at our head.
Right.
The only way to get to a top spot is to try to take out a top nigga. That's the only way you're going to get to a top spot. You know what I'm saying? So for, as far as the PGs, I fuck with them, man. I fuck with them, yo. You know what I'm saying? And I had to talk with
Johnny Clip. Hold on, Dre. Would you battle a PG?
The check is right. I mean, see, I battle Danger Zone. He a PG.
You think he's a PG? Or you think he's...
What do you think he is? PG. He dope, but he's a PG.
I don't think he was like mid-tier. What the fuck is the difference in the PG and the top tier and the mid-tier? What's the difference?
Parental guidance. That's the difference. That's what that stands for. Parental guidance. It's pay-per-view over here, baby. You got to pay for this.
I dig it right there. So it's not bars over names. We got that. So the PG niggas got to understand that. What's your advice to these niggas?
Nah, my advice to them is the world. Do the same thing we did, man. I see them niggas just start blogging. Charlie Clips made a good point in the interview I watched. He said they don't blog. They don't do nothing. How you going to sell yourself if all you do is rap and the niggas don't see you until you have another battle? So what they doing now is what they supposed to been doing. You know what I'm saying? So I fuck with what they doing, man, but it's a difference, yo. It is a difference, man. It's a difference in everything, man. Like every top tier made a lane for themselves. So to the point where when you hear, you might hear PG nigga and say he sound like Charlie Clips, he sound like Goods, he sound like T-Rex, he sound like Lux, he sound like Mook. You know why? Because we made our own lane to the point where you could take niggas and put them in our lane. Them niggas have to get their own lane. They sound too much like everybody.
I feel you. A lot of niggas are actually saying that shit, too. What do you think about that Adi Boom and Verb battle?
Huh?
What do you think about that Adi Boom and Verb battle?
To be truthful, I fuck with Adi Boom. I think Adi Boom got a lot of potential out of a lot of them because he got character to him. And that particular battle, I just think you could see the difference in lyrics, like in lyrical content. You could just see the difference. Even though Verb wasn't on his shit that battle, and that's real shit. But if you sit there and watch the battle for somebody that don't know Adi Boom or don't know Verb, you can see the difference in lyrical content where you'll be like, this kid is nicer than this kid. Just period. You know what I'm saying? So as far as the lyrical content, you could just see the clear difference. It's same thing with me and Rich Dollars when I battled Rich Dollars a long time ago. Rich Dollars had the opportunity to beat me because I wasn't prepared. I walked in there like whatever. He could have beat me. But when you watch the both of us at that time, I was more seasoned than him, and you could just tell. I was a better rapper than him all around. So that's why he didn't win. I feel the same thing with Adi Boom. Adi Boom could have destroyed Verb. That's what he's supposed to do, but it still was a close battle just because he's not on Verb level lyrically. Or, you know what I'm saying, lyrically, or, you know, Verb's got the, you know, the more of a total package.
So if you say a total, all right, so how do you got the Hollow the Dog versus Lux then?
I got Lux.
You got Lux? Because I thought Lux was more lyrical, but Hollow was more all around, I thought.
Hollow was, I can't really say that. I mean, Hollow put on, you got to, Hollow's always going to put on a good performance. The reason I got Lux, this is the only reason I got Lux, because every round was close, like I thought it was going to be. The only reason I got Lux is because Hollow had more dead spots than Lux did.
Think so?
Yes, he did. Hollow had way more dead spots than Lux. If you watch the battle, Hollow had more dead spots to where, you know, you was waiting for him to say something. And then when he did say something, it was hot. But then, you know, then again, you might be waiting again. But, yeah, he just had a little bit more dead spots than Lux did.
I can't fuck with Hollow 2-1, though. At Hollow 2-1.
I agree with that.
So did I.
Hollow had more dead spots.
But, Liz, let me ask you a question. Street Ladder Man again. Is there footage of you and Cassidy? Y'all battle y'all had?
When I was there, when we battled, it was a camera present. I don't know if it's footage, because I feel like if it was footage, it would have popped up already. I mean, battling is the biggest shit in the world right now. If it was footage, it would have popped up. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, but good. You can't say that. You and Jay Mills battle, that didn't pop up until you brought the footage out, though.
But it is out. It came out. I got the footage. So you don't think now, you know what I'm saying, that would have... That battle might, you know, not to say like that, but that coming out will help Cassidy as well as
that.
Because Cassidy, this is when Cassidy was Cassidy for real. This is when he was a, you know what I'm saying? Little nappy headed nigga. Little nappy headed nigga was battling anybody, man. T-shirt over his hoodie. Like, he was hungry. This is when, you know what I'm saying? This was then, you know what I'm saying? And like, me and him really went at it. Like, we went like 15 rounds, man.
Like,
see, but you gotta understand, man. This is the era I'm from, and then a couple of the other dudes is from. Is a handful that's from that era. You know, you had to be nicer than a nigga and out rap him. Because if you was killing a nigga for five rounds and you destroying him, if he had five more raps than you, you lost.
Yeah.
You lost. So you had to be nicer than a nigga and out rap him.
You just had to have wild bars.
Yeah, you gotta understand. Let me tell you like this. Look, man, I was younger. I didn't have a care in the world. I was living with my mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was good, man. I was living with my mother. I got a little independent situation with a label. They gave me about $10,000. I was 18, 19 years old. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was good.
Yeah. Right.
I was good. I didn't have a care in the world. Nigga, I had 30 raps, remembered. Ready.
But good. Were you fucking with Swizzy, though?
Huh?
Wasn't you fucking with Swizz that one time?
Yeah, after all that. After, because I actually went down there for to have a meeting with Rough Riders, because I was actually going to fuck with Rough Riders, you know what I'm saying? And they was into the battle shit back then, and they had heard me kill some nigga somewhere else, and he's like, we got somebody for you. They kept saying Cassidy, they'll tell you crazy, man. So I went down there not expecting the battle. I went down there to the Jada Kiss video shoot, to put your hands up. Nah, fuck that. Put your hands down. I went to that video shoot to have a meeting with them, and just so happened, like, they must have had it set up already. Good thing I was prepared, though. Anyway, I had 30 raps, remember. Wasn't no nigga running up on me. Just, I was prepared for that because I was always in cypher just, you know, spontaneously. So it really...
I seen Jadakiss give you stamp of approval and shit on the blog and shit on YouTube.
What shit was that?
It was you and Jadakiss, and y'all was chilling. He co-signed you, he stamped you and shit. It was both of y'all chilling.
He was actually there. It was Sheik there, him and Styles. Shout out to Styles, my nigga, though. You know, I fuck with Styles a little more than... Yeah, that's my nigga. Mm-hmm. But after that battle, it was like some years after that. Like, years after that, I started fucking with Swizz. I started fucking with Swizz when Cassidy got locked up.
Mm.
What happened was... My man had called me to come down there. He had called me to come down, you know what I'm saying, to come down. And he like, if niggas ain't here rapping for Swiss and all that, Swiss got niggas ain't rapping, come down here. So I'm in the movies. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to come down there. At this time, I wasn't, you know, I was a little knucklehead. I wasn't really thinking rap was whatever, you know what I'm saying? I always dealt with children, but it was like whatever. I ain't rushing out there to be, you know, just for no fucking Swiss, whatever. They're stupid. Then I wanted to come on, man, like, come on. This one I ain't rapping. Come on, man, I'm going to pay your cab. Come on, so I left. I jumped in the cab, went straight down there, boom. As soon as I walk in the room, Swiss like spit. Like it was like 10 niggas in there. They all rapped and all that. I guess he was a thief, like spit. I went off. See, that's when I was on it. So it was like, you know, you tell me to rap. I got 30 raps, remember. I'm ready. So I just go off. Da-da-da. He like, spit again. I go off again. So he did that like, he probably did that like 10 times, man. I think I probably spent like 8 rhymes or something, back to back, back. He didn't want to hear nobody else. And after that, I stopped, walked out the room. He stopped the shit. He like, yo, come back tomorrow. I came back the next day, and me and him did a joint that next day. It's out right now. It's called Breathe On Him. If you Google it, you can find it. It's all over. It's called Breathe On Him. That's from like, this from mad long ago. This is probably from like 05, 06 or something like that. But we did that joint. And then, you know what I'm saying, he was fucking with me since then. But I feel like he was fucking with me. He was so open. Like, this nigga crazy. Calling niggas, man. It's how I start fucking with Buster. He called Buster. It was crazy. But I think he was doing that because Cassidy was locked up. And it felt like, you know, damn, I might need somebody else. So he had me going anywhere with him. Then it's like as soon as Cassidy was getting back out, you know what I'm saying? Like the calls to come to the studio kind of slowed down. You know, different shit kind of slowed down. That's real shit. But respected it. It wasn't nothing like that. I mean, I ain't gonna chase no nigga and suck a nigga tip no homo for you. Know what I'm good. You feel me? I'm good. Back to the block. Good. I go.
Good. This is simple, man. I got a quick question for you, man. Is this the year we're gonna see Goods on King of the Dot?
We'd love to go to King of the Dot.
Huh?
We'd love to go over there. I mean, we'd love to go over there. We'd love to go to King of the Dot. We'd love to go to the After Canada shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'd love to go over there. I would go to the other shit. And there's a couple of them shits, man. Don't Flop. I like Don't Flop. But you know what, me, man, it's like this, yo. If I'm going to give Smacking Them a hard time on paying me, I'm going to do the same thing to other people. You know what I'm saying? And you know, they just don't pay enough. Like, you know what I'm saying? For me, I'm just not gonna sit here. I got a lot of stuff going on for me to, because when you write raps and you write 3-round raps, like you said, you gotta be prepared. You gotta go in there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not gonna go up there and choke and do nothing. You have to be prepared. So for me to write 3 rounds and sit there and remember them and be and put on a show like I normally do, how I'm supposed to, it has to be worth it for me.
Right.
I'm not saying I want all the money in the world. I'm not asking for $40K. I'm not asking for that. That's whatever another man do, that's what he do. You know what I'm saying? And you know, so I look at that like he got $40K, and I respect that. But you know, that's not me. I'm not gonna ask for that. I ask for what I want. You know what I'm saying? And when we can't meet somewhere around there, then you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, it is what it is. But I mean, I love what they doing over there. Don't Flop, man. But y'all gonna see me there. I'm definitely gonna make it so I go over there.
I think the way you rock, the way you rapping is swag rap that you have, I think the audience at King of the Dot will fuck with you.
I think so too. I really think so too.
Is there anybody at King of the Dot that you've seen that you would want to battle?
Yo, you know, you want me to be real with you? I don't watch battles. You know what I do when I need to know something about battle rap? I call Charlie Clips.
I was going to ask you that shit too, real shit.
He watches every battle. Clips know everything, you know what I'm saying, about battle rap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I respect that. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
So I just call him and ask him, you know what I'm saying? That's
What's up with your boy DNA, bro?
What's up with him?
I heard he got 3-0'd by YK. What's going on with him, man?
He got 3. I can't picture DNA getting 3-0, but it's coming like DNA going through that time. I went through it. I think a lot of the top tier niggas go through it. You know what I'm saying? And he going through a time where maybe rap is not fun to him no more, and he just slacking on it because I went through that where, you know, it got too political for me, and I didn't really like what was going on, and it made me slack. You know what I'm saying? So I think DNA is going through that right now where, you know, he not really caring. You know what I'm saying? But getting 3-0'd, I don't see him yet, but especially with no YK.
Bro, everybody's saying that, my nigga.
That nigga got doctor shoes, yo. He wear the shoes that doctor wear. This nigga got 3 straps on it.
Yeah. I know, Good, yo, you the crazy ass nigga.
Oh, man.
But here's my whole thing, my nigga. Here's my whole thing, Good. Is that you said that he may be going through a period, and you went through that period. Did you actually battle rap during that period? Or did you fall back?
No. I mean, I battled a couple of times. When I battled Hollow, I wasn't really, you know, into it. Like, when I battled Hitman, I was just coming out of it. I was just coming out of it. You know what I'm saying? So
that's the whole catch. I don't mean to cut you off, my nigga. That's the whole catch 22 is because I know y'all niggas want the check. That's why y'all not going to stop battling because y'all get paid for it, obviously. But the
nah, but I can't. But I can't say that because I didn't, you know, I didn't turn money down, man. I only do about 2 battles a year. So, you know, I don't really care. The money is good. Don't get it twisted, but if it don't make sense, I ain't gonna do it.
Yeah, a lot of niggas be
get the money
out of the
way,
nigga.
Huh?
A lot of niggas just be taking the check and be giving us some bullshit, my nigga. And they gotta understand that's this whole
shit. Say some names. Who you talking about?
Well, it's okay. Swave is my nigga, but Swave and Rosenberg Raw. Swave should not have lost no Rosenberg Raw. Shouldn't have even been close, in my opinion, my nigga.
Yeah.
Swave and Arsenal. Swave and Arsenal. They was all buddy-buddy, laughing, smiling, joking with each other. Look at
Hitman conceded.
Hitman conceded third round, my nigga. Come on. You and I both know that's bullshit right there. Look at Daylight, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Half the time he don't battle, my nigga. So
I think Swave going through it too, man. With the whole, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm hearing some things. He said he lost against A-Verb.
Yeah.
They said he got bodies.
And yeah, so I'm hearing that. I'm hearing that, and you know, Swave kind of did the X Factor thing, and that's my nigga. Yeah, he said he gonna kill him. That's why I don't do that, man. Because what if you don't? For you to be saying that, then you gotta know you that prepared.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? To say that I don't say that because I just don't want to dig myself in a deeper hole. I just go there and do what I do, man. But I think Swae's going through that too, where the rap shit ain't really fun to him. Like it's just like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
You know, I don't know, man. But if that's the case, you shouldn't battle.
Yeah, I agree, Liz.
You can't take a battle and talk crazy, you know what I'm saying? And don't show up the way you're talking. So just fall back from it.
That's what this whole Angry Fast shit is about, my nigga, is about that. Like, we don't want to see shit. Like, what do you think about this shit, Grizz? What do you think about niggas who are too friendly in battles? Does that take away from the battle, you think, or no?
No, because, I mean, I took one battle like that, and that was me and Arsenal. And I'd be straight real. It was just a money move, honestly. It was some, you know.
Right. Keeping it funky, though, at least.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie about it, man. It was, you know, I got paid decent, real decent money to go do 2 rounds. So it was just a money move. Me and Austin went cool. He called me, and we spoke about it, you know.
Right.
We spoke about it, you know what I'm saying? It was some no personal shit. Like, he called me like, yo, bro, don't go personal. I'm not going to go personal. Let's just rap. Like, it's just rap. Like, it's going there and rap, you know what I'm saying? And it was on beat. It was in Atlanta, and then it was on beat at that. So, you know, 216 on beat, 1 acapella. So it was, you know, it was that. For that, I did that. But, you know, I'm not going to take somebody I'm cool with, man. Like, it just, you know, it just ain't going to make for a good battle.
Right.
I like to take niggas I don't really like or I don't really care for.
Thank you for saying that on air, my nigga.
Word.
I mean, you know why? To be real with you, me and around that time, me and Holland was chilling together a little bit through all our battle.
What?
He was living in the Bronx. He was calling me, coming to check me, and all that. You know, it's like you know what I'm saying. And it just ain't make for a real, real good battle. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. What's up with you and Clips though, Good? Y'all doing this? I thought y'all was doing some kind of reality thing popping off. What happened with that?
We still doing it. We pushed it back, though. We pushed it back to make sure everything is right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you put out something, especially coming from me and Clips.
Yeah, y'all niggas are just...
This is what the fans are expecting, so we pushed it back. We did some joints. We wanted to do more, so we got everything locked up perfectly. So when we drop it, it's just locked up, and we ain't just going to give y'all one. And one. So we pushed it back just to make sure everything is right. But it's still coming.
Y'all niggas got chemistry, my nigga. Y'all niggas got some serious-ass chemistry, bro.
I'm sleeping with his mother. Yeah. Yeah, I should have. We should have chemistry. His mother got more chemistry than him.
Shit. What's up with the mixtape, Liz?
Huh?
Life is good. What's up with the mixtape?
Life is good. Be out soon, man. I'm working, man. Like,
Fred the God on
that? I like Fred the God. Nah, what I'm trying to do this time is because I got Fred on the last joint. I got Fred on another joint. I got OMP on the last joint. I got Mike Song. I had Mook on there. I had, I had Mickey Fax on there. I had a lot of, you know, niggas that could rap on there. So this one, I'm trying to do more myself.
Right.
I'm trying to do more myself to show people that it's not a fluke. It's like, nah, you know, I really could do this right here. Like, before anything, I was doing both. I always was doing both. I always wrote my raps in the studio for my music and went home and wrote 32-bar raps for ciphers and for battles. That's just how I did it. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? This right here, Life is Good, it's just to show people, like, no, that wasn't a fluke. I could do this, and I could do it consistently. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Life is Good is on the way, man.
Yeah, good, because we fuck with niggas that battle rap. Don't get it. We fuck with you, Lux, my man Shotgun Shug. I fuck with Shug heavy. So we support battle rappers that make music. Y'all are a few niggas that make good music and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Half
yeah,
a gallon. Let's put a half a gallon in my iPod and shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's crazy. I could have did half a gallon, but I'm mad I didn't go lock in. Well, half a gallon was just songs I had, really, and I just put them together. I picked from about 50 songs and just...
Yeah.
Those together. You know what I'm saying? It was recorded in different places, and I didn't really go on with it. Like, the Hangover.
Hangover was straight too, though. Yeah. Who does your production though?
I got like 3 in-house producers, but shout out to Contract Music. He did most of the production on Hangover. He did like 85% of the beats, or 80% of the beats on there. King Clive is another one of my in-house producers.
King Clive, I heard of him, man.
Please Hold, you know what I'm saying, is another one of my man G. Yeah, but I got some in-house producers, but on there, you know what I'm saying, the general man Fred, my man G did. You know what I'm saying? The most of the joint son of my Contract Music did, that's my partner. He mixed everything on there too. He did the engineering,
yeah.
And he did most of the beats on there, yeah.
And you had the Pancake Freestyle too.
You know what it's about? It's about picking beats that fit you.
Right.
I'm learning that as I go. It's about picking, because I might hear a beat that I think is crazy, but it might not fit me. You know what I'm saying? I might want to rap when it's so bad, and I'm rapping until I'm like, why is it not coming out the way? Because that happened before. This ain't coming out the way I'm picturing it. It's because maybe that beat just don't fit me.
I feel it.
Good. We got a lot of people on the line, man. We're going to take a couple calls really quick. Let's go 330. 962.
Man, I wasn't talking to this. I think he chopped up. Yo, y'all hear me?
Yo, okay,
yeah,
brother.
What up? This Scissors from Ohio. Man, I just wanted to ask this. I think y'all touched up on a lot of shit that I was going to ask him. But, Guz, do you think that winning the battle is actually as important as having a good battle? Because I think that if you got a good battle, like, winning don't really matter. You know what I'm saying? If it's a good battle, they're going to watch it regardless. Like,
let me tell you, Sean, to you as a fan, having a good battle is everything. To me, as in the battle, winning is everything. I don't give a fuck about having a good battle. I go in there to win. Fuck if it's a good battle. I don't care if we go back and forth. I would love to. I don't want to just beat up on a nigga, but if that's
right.
What happens, that's what happens. I could care less. I go in there to win. As a fan, y'all watching it as a good battle, so we have a good battle. That's a bonus for y'all. And you know what I'm saying? I fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's a good battle, you get more views. So it works out both ways. If it's a good battle, it's a back-and-forth battle, you get more views. But, you know, then if somebody just going in there beating up on the other person, you're not going to get as much views as if it's a good battle. But I go in there to win. I don't go in there to be a good battle. I don't think about that. I'm thinking about one thing, and that's winning.
All right, okay. That's it. That's about it, though.
All right. Now let's go 813-732.
813-732. That
sounds
like one of my
bitches. That's why they're just listening, guys. They're just listening, that's why. Let's go 504-231.
What's going on, you hear me?
No,
what's going on, man?
Yeah, I'm cooling. You dead. What's your name? That good, huh?
Yeah, what up, man?
Is that on play, boy, man? When you
yo, my nigga, I got to get some of your slang, man. Yeah, your slang is real, man. I got to get some of your slang, man. You got to get some of that shit, man.
Oh, man, the nigga about to clown on me already,
bro. I'm being dead real, nigga. Your slang is crazy, nigga. I'm trying to get down. When I go out there, I want to tell a bitch, you heard me? She drop her drawers, my nigga.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this, you heard me? You need to bring your ass down here for Hester's Festival, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
What's that? If you jumping down there?
Yeah, man. I've been, you know what I'm saying? I'm your main number to lay back New York out here, you dig, you understand? So.
Yeah. All right, so, you know what? I'm
going to
start practicing my slang now, you heard me?
Yeah, I already talk slow, nigga.
I know, right?
But on the real good. But look, so I want to see. Who are you? Who would be your last battle before you retire, Playboy?
I don't think about retirement, yo. And I think that's where a lot of these rap niggas fuck up at. Don't ever say you're gonna retire then come back because you're gonna look stupid. Just don't.
Niggas do they Jay-Z and shit, good.
Yeah, just don't do it, man. Just don't do it. And then whenever you feel like doing it, come back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, let the fans miss you. Don't let them think you retired because when you come back, they ain't gonna like you. You know what I'm saying? So just let them miss you. You know what I'm saying? But I can't think about me retiring or who I'm going to do it when I retire, but I got a couple of people in mind coming up after Verb. It's not too many more people that grab my attention that makes me want to battle them, so the next big battle after that might be like Surf or somebody.
Word.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? That's going to be something serious. Hey,
I was looking at Ben. Big T hit me and wanted to do it, but I heard he wasn't looking too good in Chicago, and that right there, I can't do it.
I don't want to see battle. Yeah.
I feel like I got one more thing to say, man. I would like to see Mav Hoffa battle Fox 5, you hear me?
Oh, Fox 5, my nigga.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I'm getting tired of these other niggas shitting on Reed Dollar like this man ain't shit, bro. Y'all need to stop doing that, man, that, bro.
Hey,
what do you think about Reed Dollar's good?
Reed Dollar's...
Me personally, man...
Man, if you like Hitman and if you like Rosenberg, well, you should automatically like Reed Dollars.
I don't think Reed Dollars can last in this era.
Talk that shit, good. I got John John beating him.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think I got John John beating him too. I don't think Reed Dollars can last. He has to prove me wrong. I'm not saying Reed Dollars wasn't nice. Reed Dollars was nice in that era. Like I said, I'm from the era, so I know he was nice in that era. But in this era, it's either you punching a lot or you doing some other shit that's making, you know what I'm saying, that's making the crowd fuck with you. If we don't come in with the same shit he's doing, it's not going to work.
I dig that shit.
All right,
for real, that was my last. Oh, good. Why do you think most artists who battle rap don't get signed to major labels? Y'all can answer that while y'all cut me off here.
Once you battle rap, man, you become a celebrity because we know just as much as them. But we get boxed. The niggas are scared to let us in. They scared of us. I said it. I don't give a fuck. They scared of us. We could rap just as well as any of them niggas, if not better. And we could do both. You know what I'm saying? But what happened was a lot of these battle dudes can't be an artist. They don't got the look. They don't got the music. There's a lot of stuff they lacking on an artist level. You know what I'm saying? That stops them from becoming an artist. But for the ones that actually do, the handful that do, they scared of us.
Right.
I'll wrap circles around any one of them. Any nigga sign, I'll wrap circles around. You can put me in a cypher with any one of them. They scared. It ain't, you know, that's the way I look at it, man. But whatever, man. The door's going to have to open eventually.
Good. Let's do another, man. Let me ask you a question. I don't understand how they have a reality show, my nigga, and they don't holler at you and Charlie Clips. What's really good with that?
They did holler at us, man, but we smart.
Y'all turned it down?
Yeah, I turned it down.
Y'all niggas is made for TV, son. I'm shocked you did that, bro.
We turned that down in about 20 seconds, but you got to understand, you don't know the behind the door.
And
a nigga ain't going to tell you, but I'm going to tell you because I don't give a fuck. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
All right? Them niggas call Clips to the same thing because they actually called Clips before me. They called Clips, Clips turned it down. He told me he did. And then right after we talking that day, they called me the same day. So, I'm not a nigga pressed for money. You're not going to get me what, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, well, it's this. First of all, they was only giving the battle rappers $1,000 per battle. So that's per battle you was getting $1,000. So if you make it past the first round, you make it to the second round, that's $2,000. You make it to the third, that's $3,000. The most rounds it was, I think, was 2 rounds or 3 rounds because everybody eliminated somebody. So I think the most money you can make it to is 3. So the most money you're getting is $3,000. So why would I do that? Then it's a possibility it's coming out on TV. It's not even a guarantee it's coming out. I asked him, it was a possibility. So I'm going to go in there, stay in the house for a week. You going to get all these ratings off of me for joking and laughing, and you're not paying me to come in that house? You're paying me to bat, but you're not. I need to get paid to walk in that door. There's no way I'm sleeping around 10 niggas. I got my own house. I'm good. There ain't no way I'm going in the fucking house to sleep around 10 niggas with a camera crew running around. The camera crew, you got a big-time camera crew. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
$1,000 camera crew, but you can't pay me to walk in.
I just thought you and Charlie Clips would be classic in that shit.
Listen, though, man. I'm going to go in there in the house with 15 niggas with daylight running around naked or something like that? No, man. Hell no.
Oh,
man. Niggas in there, man. You sleep. Niggas want to play with your air and put ice cream on you. No, man. I'm not playing. I'm not doing that.
I feel you, but
you know what? That shit does. That
give
actually
me,
makes sense.
Give me 10,000 to walk in there. We got a deal. I'm in there. But you're not going to not pay me for my talents when I'm going to get y'all rings. It's not happening. Yeah.
That's you, though.
Enjoy your TV show. I think everybody who did it is stupid.
Oh, man.
You think so?
Damn.
Now that he put it out there like that, it's like, wow, yeah.
Then on top of that, hold on, man. Somebody text me on my other phone. Then on top of that, you know what I'm saying? I forgot what the fuck I was going to say, man.
Now you talking about the
I be doing that shit too, son.
Yeah, I forgot the fuck I was gonna say because this text threw me off. That's a little nasty text. Look, then on top of that, what the fuck I was gonna say? Yeah,
you should
talk about the house. On top of that, I forgot, man. Fuck it, it wasn't that important, man.
You talking about the crib though?
Fuck it, man. I don't know what the fuck I was gonna say, but fuck it.
Good. I know you fuck with Queen of the Ring heavy, man. Would you ever battle one of the females over there?
Yeah, if they give me some head before the battle.
But, Chris, you ain't see that C3 official battle?
That battle was super dope. Yo, I ain't even going to lie, man. That battle was super dope. And, I don't even. Because Nate called it. I ain't even going to lie. That was, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't watch battles like that. And, you know, like, really, especially the female ones, I don't really watch their battles neither. It's a handful of them I watch, but I happen to watch that one, and that battle was fucking dope, man. Like, them bitches is nice.
Word. Yeah. Fuck me up. Mm-hmm. Who you had winning? You pick a winner?
I got C3 winning.
Word. My nigga.
I got C3 winning. Like she was so, and don't get me wrong, what's name was barring crazy, but the substance of C3 raps was just like.
Talk about it.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Word. Bro,
I agree.
Okay, bro. Chris, you mind giving us a 16, man? We always ask niggas if they can put some bars for us, man.
I ain't going to lie to you. I don't have not one verse, man. I'm telling you, listen, man. This was 10 years ago, man. I'd have had 30 for you. You know what it is, man? You know, and it's not that. It's you know, when what you get some kind of, you know, like, when, once you get known in any kind of way, you know, there's a whole bunch of people running up to you with a camera. You know, I do about 40 shows a week. Like, it's different. And I learned that it's different. So it's hard to have new bars for every show you do, you know. And that's
right, man.
You know what I'm saying? And it's real, man. But it's to the point where if I would have to write something before I come on y'all show and so I can spit it, man. It's crazy, yo.
I feel you. Yo, what do you think about Rex retiring, though? I know you said earlier you don't like to hear about, you know, people retiring to come back, though, but Rex kind of hit
that
out.
Rex retiring, man. That nigga ain't retiring. I know Rex. He probably feel like that right now. That nigga will battle. Trust me. You call Rex with some bread, he going to go get that money.
Yeah.
He got that killer. He got that killer blood in him. He ain't going, you know what I'm saying? And he ain't going to stop. He ain't going to stop.
You cool with Lux and Mook, part two? What's up with that?
Yeah, I guess. I hope it's good.
I hope it's good, too. I really do.
I think it's going to be them niggas old heads now. I think it's going to be them.
Who'd you have winning the first one?
I don't know, man. That show's so over. I don't really know. I can't tell, man. I got to watch it again. I don't remember who I had winning then.
Yeah. So what do you think about battle rap, Good? You think it's going to die out? You think it's here for a little bit?
Yeah, it's going to die. Yeah, it's going to die. It's about to die, soon.
You and Verb, man.
Soon?
It's about to die.
Why you say that?
Because look who they trying to make the main people of today, man. These niggas don't have nothing. These niggas, real too, these niggas don't have nothing. Nothing that sticks out about them for them to be, to create a path to be. Think about it, man. Before I, look, man, I'm going to just keep it dead real, man.
You on Edge Fan Radio, nigga.
We made Battle Rap hot again. Me, K-Shine, Ice, Arsenal, Clip, right there. That's who made Battle Rap hot again. We did. We made Battle Rap hot again. Lions Den came out, wasn't no Battle Rap, no nothing. Lions Den came out, we was them niggas. We made Battle Rap hot again. Period. Before us, you know, it was Lux, it was Rex, it was them niggas doing it on camera. And I was around then. I was killing niggas then, but I was no camera nigga. I didn't give a fuck about it. I'm not going to go rush over into a battle on camera. Nah, I didn't care about it. But after that, it died down. We made it back hot. So, and when you look at it, you could tell why it became back hot, because everybody had their own element, their own lane, their own path where, you know what I'm saying, you could just tell us that person off, you don't hear them or what they do. Up to now, everybody that came in after that's a top tier dude, created their own lane. You, if you say their name, you could say what they do good, you know what I'm saying, and what makes them dumb. Say that about any of the PG dudes right now. All these niggas do is bar. That shit is whack.
Damn.
That's why I took Danger Zone to prove a point to niggas.
Yeah, you proved.
And then people make, you know, for the people, even the people that didn't think I was gonna beat them, that now say, oh yeah, I beat them. They'll make up excuses and say, but he only took him one round. If it would have went three, you know, Danger Zone would have won. No, it would have been worse. It would have been very, very, very bad. That's my point. I did have to prove a point, and I fuck with Danger, because Danger is dope. And
right.
Danger is fucking lyrical to death. But I told him, you have to have other shit. You're not going to win a beat a nigga just by being lyrical. And you know what happened? He went into the JC battle and performed better than he did against me. And you know why I commend Danger Zone? Because he took two battles back-to-back a day after. He battled me that day and battled JC the next day. Niggas don't know that. But I came out here by himself. I fuck with him for that.
Wow. Good. Is it true, this three-letter man again, is it true that you're the one that got Sue Surf over there at Lions Den?
Definitely. Not Lions Den. Not Lions Den, URL. I got
URL,
Surf his first battle. His first battle. And you know what? I was staying quiet about it, but I hate when a nigga bite the hand that feed him. Now, I fed you, nigga. I brought you to URL. I called Norbs on the phone and said, Norbs, I got a kid from Jersey. Put him in there. My word is that good. I got him his battle with Young Hill. That was his first
battle.
I heard
Norbs talking about that one day. I was like, word?
You know what I'm saying? And niggas don't know that, because I'm not going to talk about that, but I get tired of holding that shit. And when a nigga run around and got security coming to... Surf has security at his battle. Who the fuck is Surf?
Why is that security
coming to who? What are you doing, play the two diesel niggas on his block? Get the fuck out of here, man. I'm done, man.
Man.
You niggas got ego problems, man.
That's real, though. That's real. Niggas do got ego problems, though. Can't
the money and the views. The money and the views fucking it up.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is.
What do you think about URL right now, Goods? You taking a step back or are you moving forward?
I still think URL is the top battle rap league in the world.
Okay.
That's that. I mean, them niggas put on some of the biggest battles in the world consistently. You know what I'm saying? And this shit though, with everything. You as good as your last whatever. You as good as your last battle. You as good as your last rap. you as good as your last game. Like, you know what I'm saying? A nigga start talking shit about LeBron if he had a bad game. If he have a bad game, LeBron ain't that crazy. He's not that good no more. Like, yeah, start talking crazy about that. You as good as your last, you know what I'm saying? So,
right. I feel you,
bro. With URL, man, you know, they still the best, man. It ain't, you know, the niggas put on some, you know, they put on some real big legendary battles, man.
Did math slow up a lot of the process, though?
Yeah, man, fuck shit up, man, you know. Can't bring a hood nigga nowhere, man. Man, fuck shit up. He fucked up a couple of venues, but niggas don't want to book him no more. You know what I'm saying? But, man, like I said, though, I understand why Math hit him.
Yeah. You know really? Elaborate on that.
Sirius Jones is being real disrespectful. It's to the point where it is. If I'm rapping, you know, you could do whatever you do while you rapping. If I'm rapping, show me that respect and give me silence and let me rap. Don't have bitches twerking while I'm rapping. That's complete disrespect. Because now the fans looking at the little crackhead bitches twerking and not paying attention to Math rapping. You know, that's total disrespect. It's like you trying to take the attention off me rapping now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's whack. This is battles. If you can't beat me straight up, if you had a little show you putting on and you coming up there and doing this, I feel that. I felt the whole little pimp shit he was trying to do with the three crackheads. I felt that. But do that. Have them twerking when you rapping. That's a part of your show. I cannot. And I'm saying this because X-Factor said the same thing. X-Factor said the same thing when I battled him with the whole Earl shit. That's a part of my show. If we do a talent show and they say we're going to get $500, so who put on the best show? Whatever's part of mine, if I bring a live band, that's what I chose to do. If you rapping off a two track, off a fucking cassette tape, that's what you chose to do. Has nothing to do with
cassette tapes.
I was just smart enough to think of that and putting that into my show.
Right.
Sirius had bitches twerking while Math was rapping. That was wrong.
Yeah.
So that's why I say I understand why he did that. It was blatant disrespect. You know, it's not saying it was right, neither.
Because
he could have held his composure and hit him after the battle. I learned that. He could have hit him after that. You lose money like that. You don't get on your bread like that. You know what I'm saying? When that little situation happened with me with the hollow battle and all that, I ain't get on my money for that, and I had to eat that.
I was going to bring that up. Like, so is that what happened with that? You, like, zoned out real quick?
Huh?
I said, is that what happened with the hollow battle? You, like, somebody violated you and you zoned out? You just blacked out real quick?
Yeah, I was kind of having a bad day that whole day anyway, man.
Good. Still let a man again. Is it true that you have something in your contract stating that no one could talk about your seed?
Yeah.
Word.
That's
hell. Yeah.
It's just
a limit. You know what I'm saying? It's just a... It's just a thing like this, man. It's just, you know, I don't care nothing about anybody else. Maybe say some of my mother. She's grown. You know, I know it's bad at rap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, bringing the seeds in the battle is the limit, though. I feel you. I got two girls.
My daughter's 7 years old. She's not gonna grow up watching no man say something about her, and her father ain't do nothing. That's not going to happen. That's just how I look at it. So, let me leave my door out of it. Anybody else, everybody else, whatever, I'm cool with. You know what I'm saying?
Word. That's what it is.
Salute that.
Yo, good, man. We appreciate you coming on the show, my dude. For real, my nigga.
Already.
You know what I mean?
Yo, good, you can shout the Angry Fan Movement for me?
Huh?
You can shout the Angry Fan Movement and promote some music.
Fuck the Angry Fan Movement. Alpha Gala, man, life is good. Shout out to the old Angry Fan Movement. I see you doing you, man. I saw you come from nothing to something. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? So
you already know.
Good, man. I appreciate you, brother.
Man. Yeah, man. Yo. Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter. The Real Goods. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, Goods the Animal. Facebook, Half a Gallon Goods. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Yeah, I'll be at five battle rappers' mother's houses. Just call me. I'm out.
Oh, man. Nigga, Goods, boy. Shout out to Goods, V. Real talk, man.
Yep. Him and Verb, man. It's going to be a goodie.
He didn't want to talk about that, though. I thought he didn't want to touch that one right there.
He didn't want to touch it.
He wouldn't touch
and
that.
You know what? I don't
good.
Blame him. I don't blame him. You know? I mean, because who knows it could happen. Herb could, I mean, shit could happen just like
that. He just said that like, there's no point in talking about that because then what happens when you lose?
Right.
That's true.
Like,
exactly.
Even, you got to think about it. It's one thing for you to just have the battle. You know what I'm saying? With the battle and shit, you lose, whatever. But when you're talking shit the whole time and then you lose, like, that's double. That's worse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or it could be a tactic.
Yo, let's talk about this really quick. It's not really battle rap related, but I know everyone's been thinking about Benzino getting shot at his mother's funeral.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy right there.
By
what
his
fuck
nephew.
Is going
on? So
what's
going
on in the world, man?
His nephew shot him, leaving his mother's funeral.
Reunivers.
Is that what happened, Timbo?
Yeah. He got shot in an argument with his nephew at his mother's funeral.
Oh. That's crazy. I seen a picture of him when he was in the hospital and shit.
Like, how do you take a burner out at a funeral and start spraying the place? I don't understand that.
I mean, more than that, I mean, that shit was, he shot Benzino at his mom, leaving a mom's funeral. Like, that's
damn.
I hope he made it too, man.
Tupac wasn't even that bad in Juice. Shit, he wasn't even that bad. I mean, he killed Raheem and then hugged his mom, but damn. Shit. It is crazy, my nigga. He's out here is fucking wilding for the night, B.
It's true, man. I hope that everything's straight with him and shit. How's he doing? Any work?
Well, shit, he's on Instagram, putting Instagram pictures and shit, so he's got to be, you know.
Getting better?
Yeah, I hope.
He's light skinned, man. He's going to pull through. He's light skinned. He's on Instagram. Stop, bro. Come on. He's that light skinned. Come on. I wanted to ask you guys something, too. Who would you want to see good battle on King of the Dot?
Paste is actually the first person who jumped into my mind also. I'm trying to think who else besides Paste.
Who's over there? Can y'all give me like a battle? I need to know a bunch of names over there.
Yeah.
When you think Hollahan, I get it. 100 Bullets.
Hollahan. I don't see good being Hollahan. Bender's nice. I fuck with Bender hard.
Bender's nice.
Because his motifs are sick with it. But even he's been taking a couple of L's.
Mm-hmm.
He's battling Big T, isn't he?
I don't really see Sharon beating Goods. Y'all see
that's
beating
that's ugly battle. That battle don't match.
Yeah.
I think it's just an odd match, like you said. It's an odd. Yo, what do you think about Goods and Ill Will?
Well, you got one nigga with a slow flow and one nigga's going to be barking his ears. Like a fucking pit bull.
You think Goods will be able to swag on L. Will?
Yo, I wouldn't be surprised. I didn't think he was going to swag on X Factor like that, but he damn sure did.
That's true. But you think X Factor will take L. Will, you saying?
Huh?
I don't know if I'm overrated. Yo, L. Will is nice.
I fucks with L. Will, man. I don't know what niggas be talking about, man.
You gotta get
let me ask you a question. Since we're on L. Will. How is it that, and feel me on this, he has it easier than the PG niggas?
I think it was all about the timing, though, also.
Timing?
Mm-hmm.
I think with the whole URL and the top tier and the, not saying it was the easier way, but you got Daylight on Summer Madness, Wave.
Yeah.
Like it was a lot going on, my nigga.
Right.
I'm not saying that's the only reason why, but I actually think that helped somewhat. I really do. But then again, he's also nice, though. It's not like he's overrated. I don't think he is.
I think Good said a name on the show that I want to see him battle when he was talking about this nigga. I want to see Goods and Sue Surf.
Goods and Sue Surf?
Word.
I got Goods and Sue Surf.
Huh?
I think I got Goods on Surf.
I got Goods. I'm with you on that. I got Goods being Surf, too. Oh, I know y'all. I'm a Surf hater. My bad. I forgot. Niggas are telling me I'm a Sue Surf hater, so if I say Sue Surf gonna lose, they gonna tell me I'm a hater and shit.
I just think Goods will win. What you think, Timbo?
I think Surf will win.
You think Surf over Goods?
Yeah.
Because you know the thing about the thing about Surf is, Surf next battle, he got to come hard.
He did, yes.
Yes. He come hard his next battle.
He lost to Cal. Clearly.
Lost to Clips.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I had Khan beating him 2-1. It's debatable, I know.
Oh, yeah, man. But then again, that's the, probably the reason why he don't be pressed to battle and shit.
Yeah.
Who that's? Surfy?
Sure. Yeah, he don't because he makes good music, too, so I think he's doing his music thing more than battling now, to be real with
him. Yeah, I agree with that. I see him out there, you know, he's like chilling with Joe Budden and shit, but still, Surf, we know you from battle rap, so, you know.
Yeah, but if the music is making the money, my nigga, like, I'll be understanding that part. These niggas are using this shit for outlets. Yeah, I remember that shit. Son. These niggas ain't trying to battle forever.
But think about it. If you're doing music, right, and you got a big buzz, and a league owner see that you got a buzz off your music, and the fans are clamoring for you to get back in the ring, your demanding price and asking price is going to be very big since you are doing what you just said.
Okay.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Who would y'all want to see serve
back?
Are
you guys surprised that that Good says he thinks Jon Jon's gonna be Reed?
No, I'm not.
No.
I
kind of was.
The reason why I was gonna ask him that anyway, the reason why I was gonna ask him that was because he's from the era where Reed was out there. You know what I'm saying? Especially since he's talking about Cassidy, so I guess he knows the transition. So for him to say that shit is real.
We just gotta see Reed do it, man. That's all, man.
I don't know, man.
We gotta show me.
I'm a Reed Dollars fan.
We gotta show me.
Y'all niggas know I'm a Philly fan.
I know, but he gotta show us, bro. He gotta show us, man. The man said on the show he ain't battled since 2006.
Why you asking that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a long time ago, nigga. G Unit was still popping in 2006.
All right.
Niggas were still rocking G Unit tank tops. Pause. But some of these niggas was.
Yo.
Oh, man.
You never know, my nigga. Reed might, he might bring it, my nigga.
Shaq was still in the NBA.
I mean, you acting like, I don't know, my nigga. you might be right, man.
I just haven't seen the battle in a long time.
Caps, you got to stick with it. Stick with that for now.
Oh, he's going to stay. He's still Caps love. He rock with Philly heavy. So I get it.
Everybody knows that shit. I'm trying to be, like, talk reality here. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just like, and I'm trying to be like, that freestyle was just like,
I tell you what, though, if Reed does beat Jon Jon, right, I want to see Reed and Hitman Holler battle.
Say that again? If
Reed beats Jon Jon, I want to see Reed Dollars against Hitman Holler. It'd be like two fucking Doberman Pinschers going at it.
What's that thing about Sue Surf? Hitman Holler?
Yeah, I want to see Holler and Reed Dollars battle.
I was going to say, didn't they battle already?
Who, Reed and Hitman? No.
I think you meant Holler, I think you meant.
No, I say if Reed beats Jon Jon, I want to see Reed and Hitman battle.
I really hope this goes down well. This would be a good look right here for Philly.
Yeah.
Because who's holding on Philly right now?
Yo, shout out to Tom Big, yo. Huh?
Yo, what happens if Reed dies against Jon Jon? Like, 3-0 just gets
fired. R.I.P. Reed. R.I.P.
I don't see that happening.
But if I'm saying, Tim was a question, if it happens.
I'm just saying, if.
And you know what's going
to
happen? I'm going to come on the show
rocking. I mean, what you niggas think is going to happen?
I'm going to tell you, if it happens, I'm going to come on the show on the phone rocking sunglasses and a tux. All black. Real talk.
I'm not going to lie, Dre's never really wrong, man. To be honest with everybody out there, Dre's
I'm not
Dre's
fucking,
right.
I got to see Reed.
I'm not a lot.
Rayman, all these cats. The only cat that who caps me, co-sign, who I like a lot, I want to see your man Blizz Creed get back in the ring. That's the cat I want to see battle.
It's Bliss Creed?
Yeah, the man you be co-signing forever and shit. That's the nigga I fucks with. I want to see him get more battles.
All right. Yo, we got to sign off here. Catch us tomorrow. We're having a show on Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday tomorrow from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern time. We have official on the show. tomorrow. We're going to be catching up on recaps, of course, on the battles as well, because, you know, the pay-per-view drops tonight and tomorrow for the crown event. You can catch us up all the links, man, twitter.com/battlerap, twitter.com/angryfan007, twitter.com/freeletterman. Watch all caps YouTube, all the blogs and recaps, youtube.com/angryfan007. Catch every single episode. The disaster and Mass Hoffa episode is up right now. That's youtube.com/angryfansradio. Fellas.
Yo, fuck with your boy, AngryFan007, man. Shout out the whole Angry Fan movement. You already know.
It's your boy, Three-Letter Man, a.k.a. D-R-E, a.k.a. Who Raised You Niggas?
We out.